Next comes knight to f6, attacking the pawn on e4, which is defended with nc3. After that, Spassky continues with a6, entering the Najdorf variation. Before we continue, I want to tell you that by winning this match, Fischer took home the largest prize in chess history, an enormous sum of money, but I will tell you about that at the end of the video. For now, to face the Najdorf variation, it is very important to learn the English attack, which begins with developing the bishop to e3. Fischer ended up winning the match by 10 wins to 5 and was awarded a prize of $3.35 million, making it the largest in chess history. However, that extraordinary victory and reward came with a conflict with the United States government, which led to him being charged with violating sanctions, and he never set foot on American soil again. But that is a story for another video. I hope you enjoyed it. See you in the next one.